Well, it definitely feels good to win. It's been a couple of weeks. Very proud of our football team. Throughout the week, excellent week of preparation, and it's nice when you're able to cash in on that. So I thought we played well in all three phases. The ability to run the football at the most critical times in the games, I thought was a real tribute to our run blocking unit and you know, our running backs. I thought Jamal had a heck of a day there. And I thought Brett Hundley played his best game of the year. Just handling the different situations, particularly the high pressure there in the fourth quarter. So big play to Devontae when we needed it. I thought our defense was really active, did a lot of good things. When you hold them to this point total, I mean, we should win the game. So, hey, we made our share of mistakes. We'll have an opportunity to improve tomorrow as we get ready for Baltimore. But anytime you win a division game, it's important. Anytime you beat the Bears, it's important. And when you win in Soldier Field, it also takes a little chunk of confidence that you can take home with you. So, good win today. Proud of our football team. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, on that last third down where Hundley hits Adams with the right sideline, is that a called shot play or is he going?
Yeah, it's something we're talking about. I thought the communication between the players and the coaches throughout the game was excellent. You know, we got in a situation there. I mean, at one point we only had Ripkowski. We're down to one back. So I thought our guys were really on the mark. Just, once again, communication. But, yes, it was something that, you know, they were squatting on Devontae throughout the game. And we'd like to got to it a little earlier, but obviously we got it when we needed it. It was a big play by both those guys.
Did you see Brett grow right during the course of that game? And was that maybe why he was able to make those big plays in the fourth quarter?
Well, definitely. I think, you know, you want to go through a three-game, you know, review. It's, you know, today he had a lot more opportunities. I mean, you know, the last two prior games, you know, the sample size wasn't the size it was today. So, and he saw a lot more today, too. So, a lot of pressure. But, you know, started fast, you know, moved the offense all the way down the field in the first drive. So, you know, he's done that, you know, every week. So you can build off that. You got to keep that going. And I've seen different things on third down. But, you know, there's more adjustments in the protection and the route running. And, you know, once again, I think when you get down and running back and your personnel groups and you're trying to, you know, you want to run the ball and be action passing game, I mean, your quarterback has to handle that. And he did a heck of a job. And I thought he played very well.
What did he do, Sam Stringer?
I'm sorry?
When and how did he hurt his hamstring?
Well, just tightened up on him, and, you know, it's another part of it, just to see him just, you know, kept us going steady and never blinked, you know, really never told me to get out of anything or stay away from this or stay away from that. So took a step today.
That was just during the course of the game?
Correct.
Speaking of getting down to one back, was the plan coming in to use Randall so much in the backfield, or was that an adjustment because you lost personnel?
No, I mean, we had wrinkles. I mean, it's no different. We do each and every week. I mean, you have different things. You know, you want to make the defense play the game schematically. Second time division game. I mean, all those things factor into that. So, you know, I think Vic Fangio does an outstanding job, and you know, you have to, you know, you just can't line up in the same things all day against him.
What are your thoughts on Jamal Williams, Mike?
He
really just stuck his nose in there.
Jamal ran hard, ran physical, you know, hard ball runs, you know, overloaded box runs, you know, the 4-3 double edges. He had to make hard yards today, and he did a heck of a job of it just to keep the sticks moving. I really liked the way he played.
What separates Nick Perry as a pass rusher?
I'm sorry?
What separates Perry in the pass rush?
Nick Perry's, I mean, so powerful. I mean, it's just like anything in this league. When you talk to the players, your teammates, you know, your opponents, and that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth when they talk about Nick Perry. I mean, he's so heavy-handed, and you know, he's able to, you know, obviously set all his rushes up with the bull rush, and Nick obviously had a big day today.
What happened at the end of the first quarter with that timeout?
End of the first quarter?
Yeah.
Bad communication on my part. Just the communication to Brett, and obviously that's not what we want to do. So that's my fault. I didn't make it clear what we were trying to get done there.
Do you have any notion on the injuries to Ty or?
I do not. Yeah, maybe Jason can get that to you. I didn't even stop in there.
Long term?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Like the touchdown throw to Adams there at the pylon, that looked like a tough throw, but you threw it confidently.
I definitely. I mean, it's something that those guys, they put a lot of work in. I mean, as far as playing in a pocket and transition to out of the pocket, you know, plus, having a tight hamstring. And, you know, one thing about Devontae, you just got to put in his catching radius and he'll make the play. So just two guys on the same page in a scramble drill and big play.